Governor Andrew Cuomo says New Yorkers who use the state thruway will have a bit of a wait before more cashless tolling is installed on the nearly 500-mile tolled portion of the road. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
The Cuomo administration's Thruway Authority has adopted cashless tolls at the new Tappan Zee Bridge and will take down the toll booths on the Grand Island Bridge in the Buffalo-Niagara Falls area early next year. There's already an option for cashless tolling at the Woodbury exit of the Thruway in the lower Hudson Valley, although toll booths still exist as an alternative. Governor Cuomo says he'd like to go to cashless tolling.
I would do it all tomorrow if I could. I would do it everywhere. I believe in it.
But the governor says it will be a while before the entire thruway gets rid of its toll booths. He admits that New York is behind many other states, including neighboring states like Massachusetts, where all toll booths have been removed from the Massachusetts Turnpike. Cuomo says there's been a culture of resistance to move to the new technology, and he says he expects the Toll Booth Operators Union to be against it. But he also says getting rid of the barriers costs money.
It is a very expensive operation to make that transition. The initial investment. You save money over the long run, but to put up a gantry, they call it, to put up the structure and the cameras and design it with the software is millions and millions of dollars per application.
Greg Barilla with Unshackle Upstate, a business group, says there are pros and cons to removing the toll booths.
The thruway really is the economic lifeline of upstate New York, connecting so many of these communities. And there's certainly advantages in being able to move people, goods, and services across the thruway, across upstate New York, cheaper and more efficiently. Cashless tolling, limiting commute times would certainly benefit industries that are heavy in shipping and industries that operate between upstate cities and industries looking to connect to Canada.
But he agrees with Cuomo that the initial expense of removing the toll booths is a legitimate concern.
Governor's also right to be concerned about the costs, and that's primarily because the thruway authorities have been historically very opaque about their costs, and we constantly hear in upstate New York about potential toll increases and increasing the cost. To travel that thruway by raising tolls would be an absolute negative for the upstate economy.
Barilla says cashless tolling is likely the way of the future, though. Several major bridges in New York City, operated by the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, no longer have toll barriers and have adopted cashless tolling. Tolls on the thruway, built in the 1950s, were supposed to end in 1996, but state leaders at the time decided to keep it a tolled highway. Barilla says it's unfortunate that today's politicians don't even discuss whether the toll should end.
It's a sad state of affairs. Thruway tolls were supposed to end once the bonds on the construction of the thruway were paid off. That happened more than 20 years ago. And rather than seeing them cease, we've seen thruway tolls go up incrementally over the years.
Current toll rates are frozen until 2020. Governor Cuomo has not said whether the rates will go up after that. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.